Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking in flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
And welcome to a Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation, folks. I'm your host, a man with a mic. What a program we got for you tonight, folks. Holy cow. This is just funny. Because, like, you know, they haven't, like, coronavirus is kind of going to the wayside. Like, they're not talking about it and all stuff. They're trying to open back up. I have a buddy of mine, Scott Denham, my brother, one of my brothers. One of my buddies, I've known forever. He's like, you're the reason why I never heard of, you know, I didn't know what beer was when I drank, because I used to drink way back in the day, you know. But it was funny because, you know, like I've known people like that, like where I had COVID and I had nothing wrong, and he's having, I guess he doesn't have COVID anymore, but he's in the hospital with major, like, from what he had when he had COVID, like, he has, like, issues. I don't know if he's vaccinated or not. That don't matter. You know, I've known people that, like, couples, that one guy gets, like, the man has mild symptoms and the wife almost dies, or vice versa. So, you know, and I've always said this from day one, 99% survive it, but I've never put it down, like, oh, COVID doesn't exist. It's not, it's all fake, whatever. No, that's not, I've never said that. You know, so keep Scott in your prayers. The family would really appreciate it, man. I've known that dude my whole I can't even old an old friend him. But I want to get into this because towards stepping up on Sunday, and I mean, some of the stuff you had to watch to, like, he's, you know, that ABC News. Washington Post poll says that 54% of Americans do not believe Biden is mentally sharp. I had to hear that from him. I don't know how it's only 54%. I mean, that he's saying it. Now, I'm sure he doesn't believe it, but, I mean, I don't know how anyone can think Biden's competent of anything. Come on, man. I mean, there have been several videos where I would be lying if I told you it wasn't in front of a green screen. It's obvious. I mean, tell me something you don't already know, folks. Of course, they're trying to, like, the CDC is trying to backtrack on all this COVID crap, because now that the elections are coming around, Democrats want to look like, hey, we never locked you down. We never controlled you. We never tried to own you. This gas price is because the cost of building the pipeline in America. That's why the gas price is so high. We're only in Ukraine. Ukraine's only fighting. The only reason I think Hillary Clinton and them would be supporting Ukraine and fighting for them is because they'll lose their butt because they have billions of dollars invested in Ukraine's oil and all that stuff. They don't care. You know? It's like all these people like, oh, I stand with Ukraine. Okay, you voted for Biden, so you voted knowing this was going to happen. A federal judge has ruled that administration changes their public high school were put in place to pursue equality are discriminatory. And they can't, and, I mean, do people believe, like, that, like, Martin Luther King was a racist? Well, we need to have, like his dream was, you know, like, we have this notion that, well, see, we need to have equality in here. And what that means is, okay, if, you know, we need to have an Asian person in here because we need to have, like, Like, you know, I mean, because, no, I want the best person backing me up. I don't care who it is. If it's Sung Lung Woo, great. I want that dude backing me up, no matter who it is. You know, but this whole wokeism where, you know, where like this affirmative action and race thing where you have, oh, well, don't, you know, we have to, well, I mean, we would hire you. You're the best, most qualified candidate, but you're not a woman. So, I mean, that's kind of what's going on, you know. I mean, if you were a woman, now, see, I got my bases cut. You have to hire me now because I'm a woman and I'm transgender. I was a man, now I'm a woman, so I'm transgender. So now you got to hire me. I'm the most qualified too. So, and what the heck? Never Trumper, Rep. Adam Kinzinger, a Republican of Illinois, fell victim to the internet prankster over the weekend, retweeting the viral hoax that the ghost of Kiev, an alleged Ukrainian fighter ace, was a man called Salahide. Leave it to another Never Trumper. You know, Vladimir Putin and Russia, they've been taking out of the World Cups and everything and all kinds of stuff. And no matter what happens, it's not going to be good no matter where we get into. I'm going to get into also people like AOC that think that we should just, like, oh, we can spend whatever we want to. It doesn't matter. We should be able to spend whatever. Even though we haven't seen prices rise this fast since 1975. But, you know, I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. Don't forget Matthew 6:33. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously and he will give you everything you need. You know, some people are like, you ever seen the movie Flywheel? Man, while you over here sitting here complaining, God's over there working. You know, and that's so many people like, and they piss and moan and they complain. And then they find out later that God was working when they were complaining instead of giving him praise. Heck, my pastor lost his job one time, and he's like, he just started to praise God. Don't know why. God's like, just praise me. Just, and he was like, he was praising him. Most people are like, oh, what do? I got to tell my wife I don't have a job. Okay, we don't have money. We got bills. We're not going to be paid. What do we do? And I'm praising God. He was praising God because he knew he could be complaining, but God was still working. But I want to get into this because, you know, George Stephanopoulos, that guy, George Stephanopoulos, whatever his name is, George Stephanopoulos, whatever, rhinoceros, that dude, that waste of space at ABC. We have a new ABC News Washington Post poll that shows 4% of Americans believe that Joe Biden is not mentally sharp. Wow. Who did they poll? I want to have someone that thinks that Joe Biden is like 100% fully cognitive. He's sharp as a... I want to see someone that thinks that he's mentally anything. The dude should be in like a nursing home in a dementia wing. He doesn't know what day it is. And I want to meet anyone that thinks he's like mentally capable of doing anything. I want to meet that person. Someone wants to get him on the line, I'd love to talk to someone that thinks that part of me, someone that's like, oh, Joe Biden, I think he's perfectly cognitive. I'd trust my cat driving my Jeep before I trust Joe Biden. I mean, seriously. It's kind of like AOC thinking that we can just spend whatever we want to. We can just... Yes, my name is AOC, and I'm introducing the green dollar bill. What that's going to do... my green dollar bill is going to put printing presses in everyone's houses so they can just print money whenever they want to buy whatever they need. So if they need groceries, they just print money at home. You don't have to work. You don't have to do anything. It's, I'll get into that a little bit later. But, I mean, that's how she thinks. I mean, there are people that actually think that he is, like, in his right mind. Are you kidding me? Stevie Wonder can see he's not in his right mind. And he's blind. It's really superstitious. All the things that he says. I mean, seriously, folks. Oh, Lord. I'm going to hear about that one. Hey, what the heck, man? I mean, heck, I was looking on this thing, and there were two surveys. It was like 66 and 7. There was 69 and 77% of the people don't believe what's being told about Ukraine. We know Russia is invading Ukraine, but there's supposedly the people in Ukraine, they say that they've killed 5,300 Russians. They're fighting back, and they're doing this. Because they've had a ton of videos that this shows this in Russia, and this shows that in Russia, and this shows this of all this stuff, like in Ukraine and stuff. And on all these videos, they've been able to prove they're not new. They're old. It's recycled. And I know Russia is going into and invading Ukraine, but what is actually true about it and what's not? So, I mean, it's just crazy because it's not. What you don't realize is what some of these dictators, like North Korean people's dictators, you do what you want to do, there ain't gonna be no Earth. And it's just nuts. But that's so many people don't have, you know. And it's like, you know, and seeing with governments, like through the United States, like there's a reason why they want to get space exploration out of government hands and into private things. Because guess what, folks? There's a thing called the Freedom of Information Act. And if I discover something in space, guess what? Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah. That's right. I don't have to divulge it if I'm a private company, but if I'm a government, yeah, I want a Freedom of Information Act request to get as much documents as I can. A federal judge, I want to get in this, rules that a Virginia high school's administration's changes are discriminatory. Infected with talk of racial balancing, because we have to have, like, racial equality, like, you know, like, we want to hire you, we want to have this, we don't have a Jew, so we need to have a Jewish person, and, you know, we don't have any Asians or the women. You know, pretty soon, you're going to want to change your ethnicity, whatever, have your birth certificate, whatever, read whatever it has to for who they're hiring. You need to find out what they're hiring. Not the quality of the king. You don't have to have a degree. We're just looking for a non-binary Asian black man. If you have any type of qualifications, that's a bonus. But if you are a non-binary Asian black man, guess what? You got the job. You don't have to. Now it's not about someone that knows what they're doing. You got to find out who do they have to hire? What kind of person? I mean, do they need a Native American? I can be whatever you have to hire. What's the ethnicity, race, gender? Tell me what it is, and I can become that. Just so you can hire me. Have you ever sold? No, I don't know anything about stocks. Because if I was, it wouldn't matter anyways. Because if I was the most qualified person, but you needed someone that wasn't white and black. Just kidding. oh, you need someone that's biracial? Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm that, and I got the qualifications. It wouldn't matter how qualified I am. If you have to have a woman for the job because you have to have gender equality, so you mean in my business, if I have a business, I have to pick the least, I don't pick the best, most qualified person for the job. If it's a black woman and she's the most qualified for the job, dang, you're hired. If it's a white man, then you're hired. Don't you want to have the best person for the job operating on you when you go under? Yeah, I'm your anesthesiologist. I don't know what I'm doing, but hey, they needed a Native American. So here I am. No, you don't want to be going under the knife and having the person who is operating on you just chosen because of equality issues, because we have to have a non-binary black man who thinks he's a little 12-year-old. No, we want the best person for the job.
Right.
Our discriminatory things got to go. I mean, Martin Luther King wanted equality for everybody. Now we got people like, I see what it is. I know what it is. I know. We got to have one. It's a socialism type thing. We got to have equal equality for equal everything. It's sad that, we have to pick certain people. We have to, Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology, an elite governor's school in Fairfax County, Virginia, system is a specialized science and technology and engineering and mathematical high school. It's a STEM that requires an entrance exam. Due to objective testing, it has consistently maintained high percentage of Asian people, but now they're kind of like, well, you know, because you have to be like very smart to go there. And then, well, wait a minute, we need to have more. You know, you need to be more inclusive. No. We need the best people at the school. That's what we need. You know, sorry if there's 72% Asian at this very high-end science and technology engineering type high school. Sorry. You don't understand those people. On day one, Mamba-san, it's day one, the first day of school, the most important day of your life. You'll get to be. They study really hard. They study really hard. They work their butt off. That's the thing. People don't realize. They don't. We need to have a woman and we need to have a black woman in the Supreme Court. No, I want the best person for the job in the Supreme Court. Someone that's going to be objective. That's not going to be, you know, okay, what does the Constitution say? And if she goes by what the Constitution, okay, well, how do we word this so that they have to go socialism on this dog? I mean, that's the problem. We live in this world where, No, it's best person for the job. I mean, if my wife's the best person for the job, she should get the job, right? Yeah, she should.
It's like I got the job of taking care of her.
Because you're the best person for the job. Yeah, I can't argue that one, but that's the problem. I mean, if like I was talking about like 5 minutes ago, if my wife is under the knife, I want to know that that's the best person for the job doing it, not, well, we had to hire her because she's a non-binary, half Asian, half black woman who thinks she's a 12-year-old boy who lives inside a dog's body.
Well, basically, they're 12-year-old living in a dog's body. They ain't touching me.
Well, see, they have to hire because they don't have anyone like that. They have to hire me.
But that don't mean I have to go there and like get the service.
Oh, I know, but that's the problem. That's what I'm trying to get at. You have this notion where, oh, like if I'm a cop, I have to have someone back me up that's not as qualified just because you have to have someone that's Pan-Asian. Now, I'm not saying, now you got to hear me out, folks. If that person is the most qualified person, by all means, I'm not being discriminatory. I'm just saying that a lot of the people are hired based on this is what we have to do. This is what we have. This is who we have to hire. We have to find someone. Oh, I'm more qualified. Oh, I guess I got to change my. Oh, yeah, that's right. I swear, when you go for a job, if you're looking for a job, you try to find out what they're looking for. And what I mean by that is you need to start, like, what is the race, ethnicity, the gender, you come up with a way to where you can check every box so that you're that gender, you're that sex orientation, you're that ethnicity, that way you can get the dang job. Because you might be the most qualified, but if you don't check the boxes for that person that they have to hire, that Pan-Asian transsexual female, well, I can do that. I can figure out a way so that way I'm guaranteed the job just because they have to hire based on equality. So we have to have like a certain number of women and men and ethnicity groups and religions and if you have a weird religion too, you can tag that on there. That way, hey, we got another bonus because she's some religion, and that will add to the credibility. I mean, so I'm going to bust my butt. My wife's going to bust her butt to try to get a job, but because she's not the right height, gender, sex orientation, whatever. See, we have like hiring criteria because we have to be equal and make sure that, no, if the best, most educated people that bust their butt are Asians, then at that high school, they need to have Asians. It don't matter. If white people work their butt off and... No, people want to have equal opportunity, equal income. I want to be able to sit on my butt and do nothing and get a paycheck. I want to graduate college and make the same money as he is, because I know some people are going to fail, some people are going to succeed. That's why there's people like Donald Trump that are really successful and really entrepreneurial. And then there's people like that just can't, that just like sit on the street and just like they don't give it to God. They don't say, oh, like I was talking about earlier, my pastor, when he was fired from a job, he just felt led to praise God. You know, some people, oh, I'm never going to make it. I'm never going to go in. I'm just going to go put up my sign here. I'll work for food, but I won't really work for food.
During this problem that we've had with Robin, that's what I've had to do.
Yeah.
To keep my sanity.
Yeah, it's not easy. That is the hardest thing people don't realize. Anyone, like I can sit there and tell you all day long, give it to God 100%. But it is so hard when you're going through the storm to sit there and praise God. And that's what me and my wife have had to do with some stuff recently. It is the hardest thing, because giving it to God, it's the hardest thing ever. My wife can vouch for that 1,000,000%. There's times where I complain at work and I complain. And guess what I hear all the time? I just get this vision of my pastor getting fired and then him praising God. At a time when you're normally like, oh, what do I do? My wife, what do I do? My wife, I'm screwed. She's going to throw me out in the street. I'm not going to have a place to live. What do I do? I can't tell her I've lost my job. I'll have to get up and go to work, pretend I went and try to find another job. And that's one of the hardest things we do in this world is give it to God. But how many times in your life have you sat there and like, well, this is what I wanted. But what you wanted didn't happen, but what God had planned for you was better. Or hey, this is, It may not be better, but hey, that would have been a disaster. I was rather to go this way than that way. I feel like I'm doing, maybe I'm, hey, if I, when the Lord strikes me to speak, I just speak. You know, when the Lord gets into me and I have something I want to say, it may not even be involving kind of the topics, then that's what I do. So there's a little thing called, like you can click back, you can get out of here. I mean, if you love me, you love me. If you don't, you don't. I don't expect, and that's one thing I talk about on my show a lot. You might have voted for Barack Obama, but you should not have supported every single solitary thing he did. You could have voted for Obama, but I don't, or Biden, and I don't know how there's anything you can say he did good. I mean, how, I don't know how we've fallen so far away from what Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream was, where everyone's equal, where, okay, you bust your ass and you move and you work hard, you can go someplace. Now it's all, I mean, I know somebody, and I can't get into names or anything or where it is, but I know somebody that he uses the color of his skin, like, oh, I get what I want, or else I'm going to say, oh, yeah, I see how it is. You white and I'm black. That's why you ain't, you know.
It doesn't have nothing to do with the fact that he's lazy.
Yeah, nothing to do with, okay, or if, like, you don't, like, I want this, I want that, whatever. And if I don't get it, oh, you ain't help me because I'm black. I see how it is. I see. You know, and they try to get away with, like, the blaming anything that if they don't get their way, it's all race-related. No. If I have, I can do the same. I can have the same issue come up. It don't matter. There's times where we've had, like, where I work, we've had like, okay, we're over at 120 containers for the nacho bar. And that's not including the, like, 30 hamburgers and cheeseburgers and hot dog, you know, all the stuff I do and the sandwiches I do and the fries. And if we went out, we went out. You know, where I work, we serve employees in a cafeteria. If you're a vendor and you come in and you're delivering something, and I said, we got a whole cooler full of food stocked up. I said, these are our hours. We're mainly here for the employees that work at the factory. If you come in and you're from a propane company and you're delivering a gas, whether it's argon or nitron or helium or whatever the heck it is, yeah, we got stuff here you can get. You can get chips, whatever. There's all kinds of snacks. We got all kinds of pre-made sandwiches and food. But this is our hours. You can complain all you want to, but it's not because you're white, black, or whatever. It's, hey, this is when the hours are, because this is when these employees have their lunch at this time, and then there's another time late at night for the night crew. You know, I mean, I don't understand this world where, oh, I see what it is. Oh, we have to, no, Martin Luther King wanted equal for everyone. You bust your ass, you can make something of yourself. Not this, oh, well, now it's like, now sometimes it's like, why try? Because you could be the most qualified person, but if they don't need, but if they can't, oh, we can't hire a white man because, yeah, we got too many of them. We need to have, oh, so that's why I thought, like, have fun, because whoever you get to work with, you may not be as qualified. And I say may not be, because the Pan-American guy may be the most qualified person. The Native American that they hire may be more qualified than me. I'm not saying he's not, but if you're hiring him just because he has that ethnicity or that gender, that's wrong. Like I was talking about earlier, 69% and 77% of the people don't believe the media and what's being going on with Vladimir Biden. Because all this Ukraine stuff, no one knows what to believe. I do know that Representative Adam Kinzinger, a Republican, a never-Trumper, oh, he fell for that Kiev ghost tweet thing. Oh, that's funny. I mean, the guy's a retard anyways. I mean, the guy's like, I mean, the never-Trumper, dude. Yeah. Dude, you just need to, like, you just need to resign, like all these Democrats. No one likes you. You're one of these woke rhinos. I'm a Republican. No, you're not. You will vote. You will stand with Biden and Sanders and all those type liberals every day. This is what he actually posted. The ghost of Kiev has a name, and he has absolutely owned the Russian Air Force. Godspeed and more kills. Samuel. See, I get all kinds of stuff with, like, videos about, like, Kiev and what's going on, and I don't post a lot of them because I don't, I'm trying to verify to make sure, is this something that happened 10 years ago? Is this something that's now? What is it? How do I verify it? Because I want to try to be as much as authentic as possible. I can't authenticate 100% of everything, and stuff gets by. You know, and it's just, I mean, we have a world of almost too much information because the fake news is fake to begin with, and then there are people that try to post stuff like conservative stuff, but then they try to make it look legit, but it's fake. But I got to give kudos to this, man. This is hilarious. A New York City homeless man siphons electricity into the East Village tent. They have a tent village in the East, and he was siphoning, basically like stealing electricity. Good for them. Watch, if you probably really look into it, they knew he was doing it and just let it happen. But, you know, it's just hilarious. You know, kind of like the ingenuity of these. I mean, that's what I like out in L.A. They're doing homeless houses. And it's really, really nice to see these homeless houses because, like, they go to people and say, hey, you want to get off the street? You want to get into the homeless house? Okay. And each house is built by a homeless person that's now been got a trait in carpentry or whatever the case. So it's just interesting, you know. It is. But, I mean, it's just what we live in, folks. I mean, all these, like I was talking about earlier, all these polls. It's like, okay, like, Biden has an approval rating of anything? Is there anyone that supports Biden? I don't know how you can, but if you can, I'd love to know what. Name one thing he's done. Inflation's through the roof. Gas prices are through the roof. Stuff that's more valuable. It's not inflation. My steak is more valuable. No, the price of it's gone up. Yeah, it means it's more valuable. That's what liberals will do. They won't say inflation isn't happening. It's just stuff is more valuable. The cost of your Thanksgiving meal has gone up because food is more valuable. But then I want to devalue my food. I want to have, like, food cheaper again. I want to have everything devalued. But, like, you have Representative Ocasio-Cortez, AOC. Oh, we should just, well, like, well, why can't we just print whatever we want to? I mean, we should just really print money like willy-nilly. I think we should. I mean, I think everyone should just have a printing press. If everyone had a printing press, who would go for the cheap thing? Okay. Who would want the cheap steak? I'd want, like, the more expensive stuff. If I could print my own money, I'd be like, crap, I want a custom Rolls Royce. Seriously, AOC, we can just print whatever we want to. No, there comes consequences, dear. It's hard to make it in today's world. When it costs a ton of money, when you go to the store and, like, stew meat is expensive, when it's like, okay, yep, I'm going to get some of that meat glue, and we're going to try to take the steak and take ground beef and put it together as a steak. If you ever heard of meat glue, it's a band in a lot of countries. It's like a blood protein, and they'll take, like, cuts of meats, and they'll put them in a mold, and they'll use this, and when they're done and they get done pressing it and forming it, it'll look like a whole steak, but it's cut up. And if you want it rare or mid-rare or something like that, because there's a lot of cuts sometimes, it's not really safe to eat that way because there's a thing called critical control points. And every time you cut, you have a critical control point, which means there's a potential for bacteria. Why do you think ground beef is so easily bacteria-ridden? Because if a cut is a critical control point, look at how many thousands of cuts are used to grind up the beef. Tons. But, you know, folks, it's not inflation. The value of the food is more valuable. That means you can buy, see, if you bought a bunch of steak, like, 4 months ago, you can sell it for more money. Heck, you buy a bunch of non-perishables like cornmeal and flour and stuff, and you can probably make gold on it. Stockpile flour, put it aside, and then sell it a year later for a profit. Like AOC just thinks she's just print whatever we want to. Why not? We can print it all. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. No. There's a reason why 1900s baseball cards are so valuable, because a lot of them want to strip. And a guy in a candy shop would just tear them off, and they're like a freebie to give to kids. And very few survived at all, let alone in any condition. The reason why some of these 80s and 90s baseball cards are worthless is because people collected. Well, I've got 700 Mark McGwire rookie cards. They're not worth it because there were so many printed. And people collected them and put them in cases. And this, well, the first is a UV light and ultraviolet light and black light and this light and that light. And you have more protection on that baseball card that's worth $2. That's worth $2. That's if you can find someone that's willing to pay $2. Good luck on that one. You probably spent more protecting it than you'll get for it. It's like a lot of these comics I had. Oh, yeah. The price I paid for it in the grocery store when I bought it, or at the comic book store, is more than I can get for it now. It says $2.25 on the thing for the comic book. Now, 99 cents, people can't give them away. They got 100 copies on eBay. Don't worry, so we can just print whatever we want to. Don't worry. You're a bartender. You know what's best. I'm AOC. And I think we can just print whatever we want to. And these kids will believe me. Yeah, you're seeing the effect of handing out money and money and money and people having this inflation is the result of people getting more money not working. when you're given money, you don't appreciate it, or most people don't. Someone gives me money, I'm like, oh, crap, I got $200 from this dude. I've got to figure out something here. I got to figure out something. What do I do? You know, with printing presses becomes great responsibility, because we can just sit there, oh, we'll just, here you go. You had a hurricane, don't worry, we'll just write a bill, and we'll just spend millions of dollars. Why don't we take the money that people have, and why don't they help everybody? Why don't we use the money that's already in here? Why don't companies donate and help out, and all these companies help in, and all the Americans help in and pitch in, and the people that can, that way it doesn't get to the point where, okay, yeah, they just spend another $50 trillion, oh great, yeah. Okay, folks, yeah, now, oh, that's a 25, I just wanted ice water. Yeah, we have to charge $10 now for ice water. Actually, this is just water. Water is just $10. If you want the ice, that's another $7 charge. It's okay, folks. AOC said we can print whatever. We can just keep printing money, so don't worry, folks. Pretty soon you're going to have a $75 an hour job just to be in debt. Don't worry, it's okay. It's okay, folks. I trust a bartender, don't you? I trust a bartender that thinks she knows it all. Yes, we need to spend crap loads of money because we can tax our way out of the global warming crisis, but not the pandemic. You know, these stories that, like, I mean, with what's going on, I don't know how anyone can say, okay, where's Trump? Where's Trump? Where's Trump? Why isn't, you know? I mean, there was a study that came out on the survey. 61% of gun owners feel safer in their home with a gun. Wow. So you mean to tell me that, like, there are people that have a gun in their house that don't feel safer? That's what that study says to me. This only that out of if you have 100 people that own a gun, only 61 of those feel safer because of the gun. The rest don't feel safe. And why do you have a gun if you don't feel safe with a gun? I have a gun for the sole purposes that I pray to God I never have to use it except for going down range. I'm like, look it, man, that dude would have been, look, I killed that piece of paper guy. Yeah, because I get the white paper where it has like the outline of the guy with like the different numbers, and like, here it's like X, and that's like a 10, and it's 9, 8, and the further in, the better you are. I'm like, why aren't there points for the head? Because that's where I aim. 61% of gun owners feel safer in their home with a gun. How can you not feel safer with a gun in your house unless you don't know what you're doing? I want to meet the survey of the people that, I want to meet the gun owners that have a gun in their home but don't feel safer. I mean, it'd be like having a survey. 3 out of 4 dentists believe brushing your teeth every day is good for you. It's kind of like that was a joke survey, but I mean, I want to meet one of those one of the non-61% that have a gun in their home, but they don't feel safer. And y'all probably like, eh. I mean, but then, I've had, my brother used to do all kinds of polls. They have, polls. He just BS the thing. Oh, I think Biden's the greatest ever. Oh, yes. Oh, he's just wonderful. He didn't make up whatever. I mean, it kind of makes sense. I mean, it does. I mean, but I just laugh. I really do. I really laugh. And some of these polls make no sense. Well, 54% of people think that Biden is not sharp. How can one person think that Biden's, not with... Just look at videos of him 10, 15 years ago and look at him now. Oh, my God. I don't know how anyone can think he's in his right mind at all. Don't worry, folks. Hey, folks. I'm just excited it came out, so I'm Nancy Pelosi. And study or two that says that only 10% think that I'm actually drunk. I mean, I'm not drunk. I'm Nancy Pelosi. I don't, you know, I think this is water I'm drinking. It's not vodka. It's water. And I know it's water because I'm Nancy Pelosi. And water is clear. Vodka is not clear. I know that because I'm Nancy Pelosi. But the study, I'm going to know that 10% of the people who think that I'm actually drunk, because I'm not drunk. I know I'm not drunk because I'm a nasty person. I didn't drink, but
I don't know one person that would believe Nancy Pelosi's not drunk.
I swear she has an IV in her back. I don't know how anyone can see that Biden is cognitive at all. He's Looney Tunes. I don't know how anyone can have a gun in the home and not feel safer. Now, you could have someone that's like, you know, yeah, I kind of feel safer, but then if I wake up and some, 10 guys are in here, fully armed, you know, taking everything I have with, assault Krishnikov 7447s, you know. Assault Krishnikov. You know, I mean, I feel safer with my gun, yes. But if you had 10 people come in here with assault Krishnikov 47s, okay. I don't know if I'm going to be much... Now that could be a fact. Well, yeah, if someone comes in here with, AK-47s, assault Krishnikov 47s, or, AR-15s, and... That'd be a whole different ball game. And I wake up to having 10 guys in my room and they have guns in my head and they say, give me all my gold and all my silver and all my money and all my possessions or whatever. And okay. I can see that, but I do feel safer knowing that I have the potential to stop somebody if they come into my house. Let me see where we're at, folks. Got about 8 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. I want to get into a little bit of Premier League news. Thank you so much. Oh, or if we lose the ability for top four, it's going to be interesting because, you know, if Manchester United can lose top four, I think Ronaldo's gone. Pogba should have. If it wasn't for COVID, I think Pogba would have been, bye-bye.
To me,
he's wasted a big chunk of his career at United with this bull crap. I mean, there's talk that they're in advanced stages with Pochettino. I would like Ten Hag, but Pochettino would work. I just want anyone but Rangnick so that he can do and try to go up and be in a consultancy role. But I'm going to see him in a consult. I'm going to see him actually doing something. What I mean by that is, okay, I want to see, I don't want to see him, oh, well, X, Y, and Z. Oh, I want this person. I want this. And, you know, and he tells them this is what we need to do, and they don't do it. We need to see the alignment. I mean, you know, I'm tired of Manchester United doing the, hey, we spent $100 million fixing up the car. Well, did you spend $500 to get the engine running? Because it needs a new engine, and I can get one from, oh, no, we fixed the outside. Well, okay, the car won't run. You know, we need a CDM. Nope, can't get that. Don't worry, folks, it's okay. Don't worry, folks, it's all right. It's okay. It's okay. You know, I want to see Raniak in a consultancy role, but I want him to actually have influence and they do what he says instead of like, hey, Jesse Lingard, you can go. You got my permission, got my blessing. Congrats, good luck. Godspeed. Nope, you can't sell him. You know, what's the point of him getting a consultancy role if it's not going to do no good? I think if it would take one transfer window, and if he gave him, okay, this is what we need, and they don't listen to him, I don't know why you would stay. Unless, hey, they're paying me. Whoops, United's gonna go in the toilet because they're not listening to me. But oh well, I'll take their cash, and they want to pay me what they're paying me to give them. Consultancies, and they don't listen to me. I mean, I'm sorry, but, you know, I mean, I think if we can't get top four, Ronaldo's definitely gone. I don't know if he'll go to MLS or whatever, but I think he's gone. I think Pogba's going to go, and he should go. I mean, if a partnership happens, you know, and he gets up a consultancy role and he actually works with the board and they listen to him. So, I mean, that's kind of where we're at. I mean, because if Pogba and Ronaldo was to go, I mean, we need players brought in and players gone. I think I'm going to get stuff done. I mean, the board's shown that they can. If I just want to make sure that we get the right players in and not go back to the car issue where, oh, we're going to spend $100 million to make the car look good, but did you spend $500 to get the engine running? Oh, but so you say, oh, wow, you got Burmese rubies and you ground them up and you put them in the paint to make it sparkle and did all this wonderful stuff, but the car won't run. What's the point of having the car then? Like that, Pimp My Ride, where they would spend tons of money pimping the car out, but the cars, a lot of times, would have so many mechanical issues, and they wouldn't fix any of them, and after like a week, the car would just basically have to go to a junkyard, because I don't have any money to fix it. I thought they were going to fix it up. Oh, they fixed it up, but they didn't do anything in these new brakes. The engine blew. This is wrong. I need new transmission. I mean, actually, I watched a video of a guy that was found in a junkyard, one of those Trick My Truck cars. It was like a van. But that's my point. Look at how much United spent. Well, I'd rather have United spend $50 million and get two players than spend $80 million getting one player. Here's $150 million. Go out and get five players. Go ahead and do that, okay? That's what I want to see. I want to see that. I'm tired of them spending crap loads of money for one player or two players when they could have gotten these two players could have been the cost of this one player. Got about 2 minutes left in the program, folks. So, I mean, I've heard that they're in highly advanced talks with Pochettino. I would love to see... But I want to see someone that's going to come in, that's going to tell them what time it is. That's going to put the board under the bus. Sorry, that's what I want to see. I want to see like an Akante type person that it. Oh, yep. This is nothing going to happen, folks. Folks, just yeah. I know you want me to try to do something, but they're not going to spend a dime. Oh, they're gonna get these. They're not gonna get players they want. They're gonna say, look at who we bought, and I can show them four players that they could have gotten for the same price as that one player, and if he tanks that one player, I've got four, and if one tanks, I still have three that are decent. No, but that's the problem, you know. That's why I want to make sure that things go in the right direction. Because I'm tired of them spending $100 million on one player when they could have gotten three or four players for the same price. You know, it's just sad. You know, when you look at how much money they spent. Well, what good's it doing spending $100 million making a car look good if there's no engine or there's no transmission? It's not good. What can you do with it? Just nice lawn ornament, and if it starts to look bad because you don't want to clean it, then just let the grass grow over it. Folks, I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. Don't, no matter where you are around the world, give it to God and stand up for your freedoms while you still have them. Stand up for them. Because if you don't stand up for something, you don't stand up for anything. I mean, that's why we got to keep the pressure on the board now at United and say, hey, no. We want to get him in a consultancy role where he's going to actually be listened to when he does consultancy work. And remember, folks, don't forget, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence who mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Wednesday, good night, everyone. God bless you all, and goodbye.